saw the picture of Jerry you sent to the group chat. Birthday boy down, huh? You need help? Oh, no. Is he breathing?
Probably.
Do you want a shot, Delilah?
No, you know I don't like doing those kinds of things.
I know. But I thought I'd offer because I'm nice.
Are you at least having fun?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
You don't have to lie to me, Diva. I'm your best friend.
I'm having fun. It's just...
Let me guess. You're in mom mode, and you don't have time to have fun yourself because you're too busy making sure that we all survive the night.
That's part of it, yes.
What else?
Well, I'm worried.
Jerry's been through worse. He'll be all right again in a week or two.
Not about him. Well, yes, about him. He's a train wreck. But, I mean, you haven't seen CJ around, have you?
Like Arthur would let CJ come to Jerry's party.
I just wanted to make sure. This wouldn't be the best environment for him.
Okay, we have to talk about this thing with you and CJ.
It's not a thing. But can we talk about this privately?
Oh, Jerry's half dead. There's no way he'll hear you. And if he does, he won't remember it tomorrow anyway.
I know that CJ has been through a lot, and he's really sad. I just want to see him be happy. It's not like I'm in love with him or anything.
So it's pity?
It's the opposite. I think he's really strong and
handsome.
Stop! I just want to make sure he's taken care of himself.
Ugh, it's disgusting. You're killing me, Delilah. You're killing your best friend. Please, talk to him.
I'm not going to embarrass myself in front of him like that.
Embarrass? You can't embarrass yourself in front of a man unless you're actively trying to, in order to gain their trust only to betray them at a later date.
Do you know this from personal experience?
Men are fragile. They're too worried about being embarrassed about themselves than they are to even notice what you're doing. You're fine.
That's easy for you to say. You're incredible. Last week you built a working crossbow because you were bored and then shot 3 bullseyes in a row from across the living room.
And you organized a fundraiser for sick foster children. I would say that you did much more for the world than I did that day. We both have plenty of things to be proud of. Do you know why I call you Diva?
It's the shortened version of Delilah Valentine.
Well, yes, but no. You have every right to be a diva. You don't see it, but you're gorgeous inside and out. You're smart. You're the nicest person in the whole world, and that is not an exaggeration. You walk into the room and you instantly become the brightest thing in there. It's incredible. Own it. Be a diva.
Okay, maybe, but this is just a bit scary for me.
Hey, everyone's scared of something.
Did you know that I still don't remember how I died back then?
Really?
It drives me crazy. I'm terrified to remember. To know what it feels like to die. Arthur tried to explain it once, but I don't think it's something you can properly describe.
It's not.
I don't ever want to get that memory. But I still touch Excalibur.
Why do you do that if you're so scared? You know enough now. You can just stop.
Yeah, but... what if there's something buried in there that will help us now? That will help us with this whole Mordred thing? I have to take that chance.
My fear seems kind of stupid now.
It's not stupid. It's just a different fear, and that's okay. We'll both get over our dumb feelings one day, but I think you can do it faster than me. You know, you're the only one who can calm that kid down.
CJ? Really?
He has these moments where he just wants to explode. I feel like a lot of us really don't get it. And you're always so patient with him. I think you and Arthur make him feel safe. The rest of us really need to be better about that.
What is it?
Jerry? Jerry, wake up! It's an emergency! Jerry, it's 11:58!
What?
You have 2 minutes until your birthday.
2 minutes to get to the lake.
Run!
Jerry, stop! You can't swim!
Follow me! It's almost time!
Oh! There goes a loincloth!
Nice!
Somebody catch it!
Oh my gosh!
I know, right?
Jerry, 10 seconds!
Happy birthday to me!
I'm surprised he made it. I thought he would have passed out by now. He can't swim, can he?
No, he cannot.
I'll get him.
Yeah, as soon as we're done with the conchas, I won't need to help Auntie Camila in the kitchen anymore. By the way, we're gonna be living on leftovers here until at least New Year's. Oh, also, tell Lucy I'll bring Excalibur by after Christmas.
I will. She's doing great, by the way. She remembered your farmer joke in a dream last night.
Did she laugh?
Actually, she said it was more like a nightmare.
Excuse you? Elliot thinks it's hilarious. Hey, where is she?
You're not gonna believe this. The little country turd ditched us to go apartment hunting. She hasn't even applied to ALU yet, and she's already looking for a place to live.
She is adorable.
I know. It's gross.
Well, let me know if she finds something. I'd love to hop on that lease so I don't have to do any work looking for my own place.
Oh, so you're moving in already?
It's not like that, okay? We're just friends. Living together would be easy. Sue me. I want to save money.
Mm-hmm. And you want to continue to cuddle with Elliot every night.
Shut up, Lynn!
You do know I can just help you pay for a place, right?
Lynn, we can't keep relying on your untraceable credit card fraud side hustle.
Whatever you say. Hey, I gotta call Jerry in a minute so he and Lucy can talk. I'll text you when we're on our way back. But answer one question before I hang up.
What is it?
Why have you been squeezing a stick of butter this whole time?
We need soft butter for baking. This is my job. I'm very good at it.
Okay, I'll leave you to your butter squeezing.
Ugh, don't say it like that.
Too late. I'm telling Elliot you're a butter-squeezing boy. I'll see you tonight.
No, please don't tell her that. She hung up.
Hey, Carlos, catch the butter.
Ow!
Ooh, sorry.
Why?
I thought you would catch it.
Oh, no thanks.
It's probably soft enough now anyway. Hey, do you want to come bake with me and your mom?
No.
That's actually a good choice. I have flour everywhere. And I mean everywhere. You're out of your room, though. So let's do something else.
I just want some water.
We could have a snowball fight.
The snow isn't even sticking.
We could throw a baseball around.
I don't want to do anything. Can't everyone just leave me alone?
We've been leaving you alone for the past 2 weeks.
And it's been great. Please, continue.
Why are you doing this? Is this because of Uncle—
Don't say his name.
He's not Lord Voldemort, Carlos.
He might as well be.
You can't just avoid your feelings forever.
I sure as hell can. Look, here's me doing just that.
Don't you dare.
Uh-oh, I'm at the door.
Carlos?
The door is open. Looks like the perfect time to leave the house so I can avoid my emotions in peace.
It's snowing outside. You're not even wearing a hat. You're gonna get a cold, you dummy.
This may come as a surprise to you, but I don't care.
Oh, this is so not over. I just stepped on the butter, didn't I? Fantastic.
Friday Night Fights.
There you are.
What are you doing out here?
I had to at least bring you a jacket. Here, put it on.
How did I know you would find me here?
Because we used to come here all the time when we were kids. And you've always been terrible at hide and seek.
I want to be alone.
You're always alone.
Maybe that's because I don't like being pitied.
Do you think people pity you?
It feels like everyone looks at me and all they see is the kid whose dad left.
That's not what I see. I see you. Not what happened to you.
I think you might be the first in a while.
And I think you need to give people more credit. Are you listening to me?
Someone's watching us.
What? Who is that?
What the fuck is up with that creepy mask?
Language. That's a quarter for the swear jar, Buster.
What are we, five?
Do you think they're missing from the traveling circus?
What year do you think it is? Oh, they're getting closer.
My guitar case. Shit, I left it in the living room. I think we should head home now. Casually. Like we're not terrified.
I'm not terrified. Arthur! They don't have feet!
Oh my god, Carlos, you can't just say people don't have feet. Oh shit, you're right. Good. A mysterious, floating, fashionable, and masked stranger following us through a park at night. Just what we needed.
Okay, yeah. I'm terrified. Arthur, how the fuck is it floating?
Run first, ask questions later. Go!
Earthquake?
I don't think this is an earthquake, dude. Earthquakes don't cause cracks in the road like that.
How would you know? You got a D in science!
It was a D plus, Carlos!
Is the planet splitting in half? Oh, it really is the end times. I should have gone to church way more.
It's gonna be too late to repent if you don't run now, Carlos. Go.
What the fuck is that?
Shit!
What do we do? What's happening?
I don't know, but whoever that is, I don't think they like me very much.
I'm starting to think you're right about this not being an earthquake. Oh my god, what is that thing?
Monsters made out of mud, huh? That's a new one. I'm loving the originality. Okay, I'll keep them away from the house. They're after me, not you.
Arthur, what do I do?
Go home, lock the doors, and don't open them for anyone.
Arthur!
Go!
Ah, shit!
Okay, stay alive first. Answers later.
Friday Night Fights.
Howdy! This is Elliot Kristen Lewis. The Kristen is spelled with a CH. If I didn't answer, then I'm probably chasing after my horse named... It doesn't matter right now, but I can't come to the phone right now, so go ahead and leave a message and I'll make sure to get back to you as soon as I can. I love you! Bye!
Hi, Elliot. It's me, Arthur. Arthur Padrone. Lynn won't answer her phone, and neither will you. So if I die, it's your fault. Hopefully, you guys are in the area, and you'll be able to swoop in and save me at the last second. But if not, I should probably tell you... Ah! Sorry, I'm back. To make a long story short, enemy, mud monsters, red floating thing, Call me back when you get the chance. Okay, I love you, bye. Would you get off my ass, you dumb mother...
This is the worst Christmas ever! This is really uncool of you, asshole! Can't you let your mud monster stay dead? That's cool. You don't have to say anything. Please don't suck my hand in. I need that to finish my screenplay! Oh no. Ah! Ow! Well, I'm shit out of luck. Elliot?
Better. Diagnosed anger problems with a baseball bat. Also, thought you might need this.
My case? How?
You don't play the guitar. I took a guess.
That was one lucky guess, buddy.
Whoa! Is that a sword?
Yeah. Duck!
Yo! You took out that mud thing with one swing. Where did you get a sword?
Long story. I'll tell you if we live. We have more important things to worry about. That monster will be back any second.
How many of these things are there? Batter up!
Nice hit. Why are you a pitcher?
That isn't how baseball works.
All right, you don't need to shout at me. You remember that floating thing in red?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's making these things. We end the leader, we end the mud monsters. I go high, you go low. Can you cover me?
I'll do my best.
Carlos, you're my favorite cousin.
Oh, that's a big one.
We got this. When I say space, you say jam space.
Shut the fuck up.
Corner. Papa struck out. Well, I had a good run. I shouldn't have left the kitchen. Carlos?
Aside from Queen Guinevere, you are the last remaining member.
I've never met as fierce a warrior as you. You're like a lion.
Come now, Kane. The weather is perfect for wrestling in the yard.
I will stay by your side until the bitter end. I can light fires with my mind. But you, sir, would you like to borrow my sword? Will hacking in the underbrush or that tree branch continue to serve?
Oh, King Arthur. I get it now.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Quarter.
Where's the mask guy? The mud? Did I dream all of that? Was it the milk before bed again?
Looks like it disappeared when it saw these babies swing Excalibur.
Stop flexing, Carlos.
Unfortunately, I didn't get a hit on the mask, dude. But they left a little calling card. Maybe it's an invitation for a future match. I'd love to whack this guy as soon as possible. Oh, hold on. I think I'm holding it upside down. Nah. I still don't know what this is.
When did you get so violent?
I've always been like this. Hey, you know Space Jam is a basketball movie, right? Not a baseball movie. It's important to me that you know this.
I don't know sports.
What are you talking about? That's your whole thing. You literally played baseball.
My thing is being hot and dumb, Carlos. My love of Space Jam, despite never having seen it, tracks, okay?
What the hell?
Shh. Elliot? Yeah, I got the definition of a code red for you.
Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fights. We'll be taking a couple weeks off, but don't worry, Artie's Thoughts. We'll be back for more on Friday, January 14th.
Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel, co-written and edited by Hannah Steele, produced by Strummer Steele, and directed by CM Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli, and art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur, Ashton Laurel as Elliot, and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn. Strummer Steele as Delilah, Tyler Ganelli as Jerry,
Mateo Rodriguez as Carlos,
and Sydney Jones as Lucy. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter at FKFTweets, Instagram at FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. FKF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.